Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Texting while driving is dangerous. Everybody knows that. So the Ohio House has approved a bill that would ban texting while driving. The state Senate isn't expected to take up the issue until the fall when it returns from summer break. But if the bill becomes law, Ohio will join 34 other states with bans. Today on All Sides, we're talking about whether bans work and how they work. Some studies have been conducted, but are they conclusive? And should other activities be banned while driving, such as using a cell phone, eating and drinking, or programming a GPS system, for example? What do you think? Should texting be banned? Should other acts be banned as well while driving? Give us a call or email us. Call us at 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And you can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page and post it there as well. Joining us later will be a spokesperson for the Ohio Council of AAA Clubs and also a fellow with the Center for Auto Safety in Washington. Right now, we welcome State Representative Nancy Garland. She is the sponsor of the proposed ban in Ohio. She is serving her first term representing the 20th Ohio House District. That includes Bexley, Gahanna, New Albany, Whitehall, and parts of Columbus. Welcome to the show, Representative Garland.
Thank you. And I'm actually serving my second term.
You're serving your second. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
The ban passed by the Ohio House would make it a misdemeanor to write, read, or send text messages while driving. If these acts can be so deadly, why just a misdemeanor?
Well, it is the same penalty in terms of distracted driving. And I was the sponsor of this bill 2 years ago. We were able to get it through the House 86-12. So this time it was 88-10. So we're making progress. But we know that it will be difficult to get it through the Senate. So we want to kind of take one step at a time because there's certainly lots of people out there that actually think that cell phones should also be banned, but we feel that this is a first good step, and so again, we're trying to at least get texting while driving as a misdemeanor. Though I know my co-sponsor and I, Representative Dan Schroeder, discussed the possibility, but again, we wanted to make sure that we could get the legislation passed.
How does it stack up against the other state bans?
Really, there are many variations on a theme in this regard. Some states have cell phone and texting banned. You have other states that will just ban texting for the younger population, like 16 through 18-year-olds. And so, again, each one of them has its own variation. Ours is probably a little broader because we've included all of the population. But again, at least half of the texting bans out there also include the entire population.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time it was introduced, wasn't one of the opponents another lawmaker who said she texts while she drives?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, from Cincinnati, I think.
Well, I know we had one particular lawmaker, and actually, I think Senator Seitz is one of the ones that testified on the Senate side in that regard, who is from Cincinnati. One of the points that individual made was there's plenty of other activities out there. Why don't we ban all of those? And I think we're looking at a specific behavior that we know many, many people are participating in, a behavior that is even more dangerous than driving while drunk. And so from that standpoint, you know, my response is, well, you're putting the other people on the highway in jeopardy, and I don't think you should be doing that. Because people also say, well, isn't this similar to seat belts? And I say, well, with a seat belt, you're really protecting yourself for the other people in your car. Texting while driving, you're endangering all the other people on the highway besides yourself. So, therefore, that's what I would say to that legislator is to say, do you really want to endanger other people on the road while you're driving?
Why do you think it's going to have a harder time in the Senate?
We just know based on discussions that we've had. I mean, we have some people in the Senate that feel very strongly. strongly, and some of them happen to be in leadership positions, that they are opposed to, you know, for one thing, government regulation, but they will argue that we already have distracted driving laws and it can cover this.
Well, so, does it, though? I mean, do the distracted driving laws, why do we need more?
Distracting driving certainly could be used for somebody that was texting and driving. But as I say, we're really targeting a specific behavior because people will eat a sandwich while they're driving. We even heard in testimony that somebody was playing a flute while they were driving. But I don't think that we want to have a law against fluting and driving. I mean, let's put that under this distracted driving. People put on makeup. The thing that's most dangerous and actually different from the other things I mentioned, I don't know if you have to take your eyes off the road to play a flute, but is that you're actually taking your eyes off the road when you're texting. And I always give the example of it is like driving the length of a football field with driving at 55 miles an hour because you take your eyes off the road approximately 6.25 seconds when you do that. I drive past a football field every day when I drive to work. And I just think, it's like, what if I closed my eyes during this time period? What could happen? You know, somebody, there's several roads right there. Somebody could pull out in front of me. A child could walk out in front of me. A ball. I just, there's so many things. So from that standpoint, I really think that we need to focus on this particular activity that has increased like 20% in the last, 5 years.
My guest is State Representative Nancy Garland. She's a sponsor of a bill that would ban texting and driving in the state of Ohio. If you have a question or comment for Representative Garland, want to let us know what you think about this, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You mentioned taking your eyes off the road, but you also take your hands off the wheel as well to do this. Some folks don't think it's enforceable, just like the seatbelt law. It could cause an accident and you would never even know that's what caused the accident anyway, unless the officer actually observed it, right?
Right. Or actually the cell phone could be checked to see if at the time the accident occurred that they actually were texting.
Can they already do that? I mean, is that already, or is that something that's written into this law?
It is not written into the law, but basically, police would be able to use any tool that they already have kind of in their toolbox in terms of when they're investigating an accident. So I think Six on Your Side did a really good segment on this. And they drove beside people who were actually texting and driving, and these people didn't even know they were there. One individual, he was holding his credit card in one hand, and he was putting his credit card number into the phone over and over again, driving at 70 miles an hour. I believe he was on 270 or 71. And they drove along beside him for like 15, 20 minutes, and he never even knew it. I mean, they filmed him doing this. Another instance was a snowplow driver who was texting and driving at 70 miles an hour. And again, they were able to film this, but the person didn't know that they were being filmed. So I think that, people say, well, how do you enforce this? Well, people see other people weaving all over the road, and if you go up beside them, almost inevitably they have been texting and driving. A state representative told me this story driving down from Cleveland on 71, and there was somebody driving like 25, 30 miles in the left-hand lane, and it was really backed up. So as you pulled out around this person, he was texting, and again, had been doing it for some time. So when we talk about enforcement, I think there are so many people that are just oblivious to what's going on around them that that's not going to be a problem. I mean, this really is about education. I mean, 50% of this is let's prevent these things from happening. So I think that, again, Police can tell from the erratic behavior of people many times that they actually are texting and driving. Then they can pull them over and, you know, ask them, were you texting and driving?
Pam and Powell, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that I agree. I am on the road like 1,000 miles a week, and I see so many distracted drivers, and I have to be on my game all the time. My daughter, when she's 16, of course, I want her to have a phone. She's driving. Now she's 18. Let me tell you, these young children, these teens, they can text without letting their eyes off the road. They can text blindfolded. You cannot even believe it. My daughter can text behind her back. Additionally, I do just want to add that when I was in New York City, the taxi driver got a phone call, and the rule in New York City is that you may answer the phone call, but you must be off within 1 minute. And he said they monitor their records of being on and off the phone. So, you know, a lot of people get distracted by driving for so many reasons. You can be distracted just changing the station, looking at directions on my seat, because sometimes I need directions. So I agree that this would be so difficult to enforce. And I think that they should, police or whoever, they should be pulling people over that are distracted and weaving and not going the speed limit, et cetera, et cetera. Use the laws we have on the books now.
Okay, so you oppose an additional law?
Well, like she said, it's going to be education. So I think education is great. And I think that if people are distracted while driving, then they should pull over and not be distracted while driving. If they need to, and I think, you know, children and everyone should learn, if you have an emergency, pull over, make the phone call, text your person, you know.
Just, okay.
You don't have to always be in a hurry on these roads. Again, kids are not as intelligent as the, you know, I'm a mom, a grandma. I'm not going to put anybody at risk when I'm driving. But
right.
They don't think like.
Right. Well, that, you know, Pam, you bring up a good point, and thank you very much for your call as
thank
well.
You.
But Representative Garland, you said this could be educational, but is there any funding in it to do educational outreach, billboards, television, that sort of thing?
Well, actually, there's no funds in the law, but the AAA and the cell phone companies actually do have a campaign, and you may have seen there have been ads on TV, you know, urging people not to text to drive. Actually, some of the insurance companies have even added this to some of their ads. So, but the other part of it is there was an amendment added that would require that driver education courses include information about the dangers of texting and driving. And I do think a large part of this bill is about education. I speak to lots of school-age children, and I can always talk about this bill because they can relate to it. And I'll say, well, do your parents or your brothers or sisters, do they ever text and drive? And everybody raises their hand, and I'll say, now, do you think they should do that? And everybody, no. And I tell my mom to stop, or I tell my brother to stop. So if we can start, you know, in the elementary years, the middle school years, talking about this, they're going to grow up with, you know, it's not good to text and drive. I mean, we did this with drunk driving. We didn't used to have the drunk driving laws that we have, and now we do. So we've got to start somewhere, and this is it, and education is a very big part of this.
Thank you for joining us, State Representative Nancy Garland.
Thank you.
State Representative Nancy Garland, she's the sponsor of a proposed texting while driving ban in Ohio. She's going to take off now. We have some other folks joining us to continue the conversation about texting and driving in Ohio. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
With talks on the debt limit going nowhere and the August 2nd deadline looming, some worry what might happen if they don't make a deal. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says nothing good.
Clearly, if we went so far as to default on the debt, it would be a major crisis.
I'm Neil Conan. Who gets paid? Who doesn't? And what default might mean to the economy? Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And Talk of the Nation begins later this afternoon at 2 o'clock here on 89.7 NPR News. 83 degrees in downtown Columbus. Sunny skies today, a high of 91. With the heat index, it's going to feel as high as 100. There's also a slight chance of a pop-up shower this afternoon. Also a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 72.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Columbus Symphony as they welcome the Spinners for a soul-infused night of hits this Saturday at Picnic with the Pops, July 23rd on the lawn of Chemical Abstract Service. Tickets and details at picnicwiththepops.com.
All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on 89.7 NPR News.
We're talking about texting while driving. Should we or shouldn't we? And do we need a law to enforce it? 614-292-8513. That's the number to call if you want to talk about this. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. Joining me right now is Kimberly Schwind of Ohio AAA. Ohio AAA supports the texting ban, the texting while driving ban proposed by State Representative Nancy Garland, who was our guest last segment. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page if you'd like to talk about this. So we've talked about other kinds of distractions, Kimberly, including cell phones, you know, just talking on a cell phone. There's an issue before the Worthington City Council tonight.
That's right.
They're considering it. What's the difference? Is there a difference? And where does Ohio AAA stand on that?
Well, you know, AAA really wants, across the country, we really want to make drivers safer, and that's one of our big initiatives. So in 2009, we actually started this initiative to lobby to pass texting bans while driving in all 50 states. And currently, we have 34 states with texting bans, including Washington, D.C., and also Guam, believe it or not. But, you know, we don't have one here in Ohio. And so right now, our primary focus is on banning texting while driving, especially here in Ohio, since we don't have a ban. But with that being said, we do recognize the dangers of talking on the phone while driving as well, because your brain is not engaged in the driving. You're thinking about the conversation. It is distracting. And, you know, even with handheld cell phone devices, you're still distracted. So, you know, we would support something like that, a ban on talking on the phone while driving. In fact, several communities across Ohio, four that we know of, have banned talking on the phone while driving. But again, right now, our primary focus is to first get a ban on texting while driving. And that's something, you know, that studies have shown that that's more distracting. It's more dangerous. It increases your risk of getting in a crash much more than even just talking on the phone. So that's our primary focus right now.
Mike in Akron, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Ann. Just one quick comment about distracted driving.
Okay.
What about an 85-year-old man? What about a woman who's putting on her makeup? What about, you know, whether the statistics involved and what really causes accidents? And that's my comment. Thank you.
Meaning any kind of distraction can create the same kind of problem. And what is it about people who put makeup on in the car? I mean, that's very scary to watch somebody doing
it. It is very scary.
So,
but I think you also have to look at, you know, how many people are doing it. Texting, we've seen increasing dramatically over the last several years. And it's a behavior that, you know, many people do. And it does increase your risk of getting in a crash, because not only, you know, are your hands are off the wheel, your mind is off the task of driving, you're thinking about that conversation again, and, you know, your eyes are off the road. So you have three factors into play right there. And yes, putting on makeup, the same thing. If you're looking in the mirror, you're not paying attention. But that's a behavior that's not really as prevalent as texting while driving. This is something that more and more people are doing. And, you know, the first step is to pass a law. But as Nancy Garland was saying, you also need education and you need enforcement. And those three things together can really curb what we're seeing in texting while driving and the rising incidences of it.
David and Bexley, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
I'm interested in this because I think it starts to put in perspective what driving is. I mean, it's not just sitting in the on your sofa talking. You're focused. You have to be going 50, 60, 80 miles an hour. A lot of these people want to go 80 miles an hour, and they can't do both. So make up your mind. Either drive or talk. You know, it's not that hard. I don't talk to anybody when I'm driving. I don't use a cell phone. I don't talk to people in the car when I'm driving. I just focus on the road. And there's plenty of people that have no concept of driving. I mean, they're just pushing on the gas or pushing on the brake. So I think we're very, we're all pushed into driving, which is a big mistake. We should have more public transportation and more transit. But if everybody's pushed into driving, you better have more safety because there's going to be people out there that just have no clue about driving and they're just going to be flying off the road. It doesn't matter what age they are. So I think this is a good proposal, and I think it protects basic health, safety, welfare. All right. I think it's important.
Thank you, David. You brought up enforcement.
Yes.
One of the criticisms, and we're going to be having a sheriff on, Allen County Sheriff, and also who law enforcement is saying this is difficult to enforce. And do you want us spending our time and our limited and and increasingly limited sources resources on pursuing a misdemeanor charge with a maximum $150 fine attached to it?
Well, you know, yes, that is one of the huge criticisms of this. But during the proponent testimonies, which I sat in on, there was a retired police chief from Topeka, Kansas, and he came in and talked about enforcement and the fact that you can indeed enforce this. You know, officers are trained to recognize drivers who are drunk while driving, and so they can apply those same principles. They can tell when somebody has been texting or is talking on the phone. You know, they're slowing down. They're not paying attention. They're swerving a little. So it's that, you know, they're trained to notice these things. Also, you know, they say, well, how do you know if you're texting and not just dialing the phone to call somebody? Well, you know, if you're texting, you're pushing more buttons than just dialing
but
a number.
But I go back to the issue of resources, limited resources, $150 fine max, the amount of time that you have to invest in that to do the research and make your case is not, to some, worth the cost of doing it. $150 doesn't even begin to pay back to the law enforcement the cost of associated with making charges and filing them and following through.
But you're also, you have to look at it in terms of public safety as well. You know, you're helping to keep people safe. And in that testimony that I was referring to, you know, again, we have to look at it threefold. Yes, it's enforcement, but it's also education. And, you know, it's also just the law itself. So enacting the law, there was research that showed that, you know, about a third of people are going to do what's right just through education without a law. And then you add another 15 to 20% that are going to comply just because the law exists. Oh, it's illegal. I shouldn't do this. So that puts you up to about 40 to 50% that are going to comply. And then you combine that law with public education and information, you gain another 10%. So 55 to 60% are going to follow with law and education. Then you have active enforcement, and that's going to increase compliance even more. So about 70 to 80%. Yes, you're still going to have people doing it. You're still going to have people trying to hide the fact that they're doing it. But you are going to increase the number of people that aren't doing it. And that is going to keep the roads safer. So, you know, enforcement is an issue. But again, officers can tell these things. They're trained to do that. And yes, it will cost money, but we have to also look at keeping our roads safer as well.
My guest is Kimberly Schwind. She's with the Ohio AAA. If you have a question or comment for her, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We have an email from Stephen. He says the opening remarks, I think from Representative Garland, said this proposed law is aligned with penalties in the distracted driving law. Why don't the police simply implement the distracted driving law? Is new legislation necessary? Kimberly?
Well, again, I'm not a legislator, but speaking on behalf of, you know, AAA and what we've looked into, we have huge public support for this. About 80 to 90-some percent in different studies have shown that they support this. You know, 93% of all AAA Ohio members do support a ban on this. You know, it is important to look at just texting because, yes, there are many distracted driving. You know, you can, again, the makeup comes up. I know Nancy Garland was talking about playing a flute, but that's one incident. How many people play a flute while they're driving? Texting while driving is specifically dangerous, and studies have indeed shown that it's more dangerous than drinking while driving, and we ban that. So, you know, it's something that it's a specific behavior that has become very prevalent. You take your eyes off the road for several seconds. And as Nancy Garland said, a Virginia Tech Transportation Institute study found that that's long enough for a vehicle going 55 miles per hour to travel the length of a football field. Another study by them showed that taking one's eyes off the road for more than 2 seconds doubles the risk of a crash. So texting, you're taking your eyes off the road for a long period of time. Many people are doing it. And it's just become a culture that people just do this, and it leads to many accidents. So it's...
Well, how many accidents? What do we know about many accidents it's caused?
Well, that's very interesting because we don't know. We don't know a specific number because right now they don't have to record that it was texting while driving. But that being said, I have spoken with Sharon Montgomery. She's a big advocate for this bill. And in fact, she lost her husband to somebody who was talking on the phone while driving several years ago, and she almost died herself. So she has started a campaign to ban texting while driving and also even talking on the phone while driving. She actually sent me this morning a list of victims that she knows of. There's 42 on this list, and that's just from things that she's heard.
In Ohio?
In Ohio. That's just from things, and it dates back to the late 1990s.
What do you mean they don't have to record? I mean, when they do a police report, don't they have to say what the cause was?
They don't specifically have to put texting.
They can just say distracted driving?
Right. So we don't know how many of them are texting. We do know the studies show that it is extremely dangerous, and we have seen many accidents from it, but there isn't an exact number.
Well, why don't we? Is there anything in the language of the bill that would call for at least starting to keep track?
There is something, and this is in her notes to me, Sharon Montgomery's notes. You know, the Ohio Department of Public Safety has recently decided to, you know, put specific check-off items, and that should be happening about January 2012.
And it's included in those?
So, you know, that will really help because studies really haven't been done into the number of crashes because they can't do it because, you know, and a lot of times it's not reported that the person was texting while driving, so we don't know.
Omar and Powell, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just have a comment and a question. I'm always perplexed as to why this issue is even subject to debate. Isn't it a scientific fact that a human brain cannot process two matters at the same time with a great focus? Obviously, one has to be at the expense of the other, you know, if you would need to focus. To me, science should really solve this issue, and this should not be subject to debate.
You say fines or signs?
Fines.
Okay, fines. Yeah, in other words, put the money where the mouth is. But $150 doesn't seem like very much.
Well, you know, and that's another thing that AAA does believe that it should be, you know, more of a... Well, not criticizing this law, but you definitely have to make a big penalty that's going to keep people from doing the behavior. But, yeah, you know, he's right. Science really does show, and multiple studies have shown, that we cannot do more things than you have to concentrate on the road. You cannot concentrate on the road and text and do your hair. And, you know, you have to focus on driving. And that is what's so dangerous about texting while driving, again, because you're taking your mind off of the task of driving. Your hands are off the wheel because you're texting on the keyboard. And I know it takes me two hands to text with my Droid now that's a touch screen. You can't really feel the buttons anymore. So that makes it even, you really have to look down.
Because a mother called up and said her daughter
can
do it.
I heard that. And, you know,
back.
And when I had a When I had a phone that you could actually feel the buttons on, yeah, sure, you know, you know where the buttons are. But when you have a touchscreen, it's all just one slate. You don't really know exactly where they are. So you have to look down. And, you know, and that's another problem because so many teenagers, and I say teenagers because in studies it's shown that about 50% of 18 to 24-year-olds have admitted to texting while driving versus 24% of the general population. So, you know, many of them do think, oh, hey, you know, I do this all the time. It's no big deal. I'm not, you know, I can focus on driving, but you're really not focusing on driving. And chances are, you know, nothing is going to happen. And then so you do it again. But the problem comes in the incident where something does happen or somebody does run out in front of you. Somebody's on the side of the road and you swerve and you hit them. And that has happened. And there were during the proponent testimonies in committee, I sat through them and they were just heartbreaking. It was hours and hours of victims and victims' families, you know, who had been hit by this terrible tragedy because somebody was texting while driving.
From Nora on Facebook, she writes, I'd like Ohio to pay more attention to helping unemployed workers in the state find jobs. Texting bans and allowing guns in bars and further restrictions on abortion strike me as distractions from the real problems we face. You know, it is tough times in Ohio right
yes.
now. Are you fine? And Representative Garland has said she expects more of a struggle with this legislation in the Senate. Is it something that you think that lawmakers are particularly interested in and focused on right now?
I do think that there are so many other things going on right now in Ohio, and she is right. You know, we have some major problems, but keeping our roads safe is something that AAA is fully focused on, and this is something that we're going to fight for. And you know, it's just something, as that gentleman said, it should be a no-brainer. It's a dangerous practice, and it's something that people shouldn't be doing. And you think, okay, well, it's common sense then. People shouldn't be doing it. But many people still do it. So we still feel that we need that law. We need education and we need enforcement to really help stop people from doing this behavior. And again, I mentioned that 34 states plus the District of Columbia and Guam all have bans on this. I was in Illinois over the weekend speaking with my cousin, and she said, I just found out Ohio doesn't have a ban on texting while driving. I didn't understand. I thought that everybody did. Isn't that just common sense? Shouldn't everybody just have that? So, you know, that seems to be the sentiment around in many places. Here in Ohio, we're fighting it. But, you know, it's something that really is a matter of public safety.
Email from James and also from Doug on Facebook. They have suggestions for other bans. James says, how about the ultimate distraction of screaming, kicking Rugrat in the back seat? Maybe we should ban carrying children in cars. I would recommend, James, that people just buckle them up and ignore them. From Doug on Facebook, while they're at it, ban using cell phones completely while driving. And we've already talked about that, too. Matt in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think this goes with texting as well as drinking and everything else. It's great to have enforcement, and I think that probably will do a lot. But also something that, you know, your guest was speaking about younger people texting, something that really speaks to them, something like billboards and video that shows what the results are. You know, short videos, she was talking about the testimony of victims, you know, a 20, 30-second video put together that shows the impact of those things, and billboards. And I think that would really speak to people in young people in Columbus.
There was a, thank you, Matt, for the call. There was a YouTube video, pretty famous one from the UK, of girls texting while driving and the disaster that it caused. I don't know if you're familiar with
yes.
that. It was very raw, very graphic, and very convincing.
Right. Yes. Videos definitely do speak volumes, more than just me sitting up here saying that we should have a law banning texting while driving. And in fact, AAA, we have a traffic safety poster contest every year in the schools. And this year, we had a video entry from a high school student who had lost somebody to texting while driving. And you watched it, and it just broke your heart. And, you know, it was very powerful. So, yes, thank you for that suggestion. And I think that that's a very good idea.
Kimberly Schwinn, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. That's Kimberly Schwinn. She's with the Ohio AAA. If you have a question or comment coming up, we have Allen County Sheriff Sam Krisch and from the Center for Auto Safety, Clarence Ditlow. We're going to continue our conversation about texting and driving. Should there be a ban? Give us a call, 614-292-8513, if you want to talk about it. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Johnson by the farm, put a needle in her arm. That's the way that it goes, that's the way.
On the next Fresh Air, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings are in the studio. Their new album is called The Harrow and the Harvest. Join us.
And Fresh Air begins later today at noon here on 89.7 NPR News. In 20 minutes, beginning at 11 o'clock, Hour 2 of All Sides begins, and it's a discussion with Grammar Girl, calling all language lovers. Join us for Mignon Fogarty on All Sides with Ann Fisher, beginning at 11.
Support for 89.7 comes from the state auto insurance companies providing home, automobile, and business insurance products and services to Central Ohioans since 1921. State Auto is on the web at stateauto.com.
83 degrees in downtown Columbus, a high of 91 today, with the heat index is going to feel as high as 100. Sunny skies for most of the day. There is a chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and tonight. An overnight low of 72. Also, a chance of rain for Tuesday and a high of 90. All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on 89.7 NPR News.
Texting and driving, do you or don't you? And should there be a ban? Ohio lawmakers will take up the issue when they return from summer break. Should Ohio join 34 other states with bans already in place? Joining us now is Clarence Ditlow of the Center for Auto Safety. Clarence, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Also with us is Allen County Sheriff Sam Krisch. Sheriff Krisch, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Sheriff Krisch, you have doubts about bans on things like texting. Tell us why.
Well, certainly anytime we can have something to make driving safer, I mean, I'm for that. The problem that I have is just the enforcement of that, the amount of time, the cost, those type of issues. Certainly not saying that it's okay to be texting. I think a lot of it, we need some education to start young. When you're out driving, a large percentage of people are texting, driving, would certainly distracts their driving. But the problem that I see is from just the enforcement part of that. How are we going to enforce those laws? And certainly by having them, some people will obey those laws.
Automatically, just because they don't want to be a scofflaw. But when it comes to enforcing it, let's just walk through it just for a second. One of your sheriff's deputies, you know, spots somebody texting while they're driving, pulls them over. What happens then? It's their word against the unless they confiscate the phone, it's their word against the driver.
Right. We'll have to get a search warrant to get that information from the phone. We're not going to be able to just take the phone to see whether or not someone is texting. So we're going to have to actually get a search warrant signed. So it's going to take some time and resource to prove that individual was texting. Now, we do that if we have a fatality, for example, and there's some cell phones, we'll go through the procedure to get the cell phone to get those records. There's a cost, there's a time factor to try to determine whether or not if about that time of the crash an individual was texting or using the cell phone to try to determine what caused the accident. So it's going to take some time and some money.
Tell us about how many sheriff's deputies you have in Allen County.
We have approximately 40 road officers, mm-hmm. road deputies.
And when the distracted driving laws, is that something that's usually applied after an accident, not proactively before?
Yeah, for the most part, a lot of times after an accident, those are the issues that we look at. Certainly, if somebody's going down the road and they go off the side of the road, for example, an officer witnesses that, they're going to stop the individual to see what caused them to go off the side of the road or veer left to center or whatever the violation may be. But after a crash, for example, and it's serious injuries or fatal, we're going to get those records through a search warrant.
Johnny from Statesboro, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I believe that a lot of the laws that are being passed now, like this texting law, is being passed strictly as a revenue enhancement, because I'm a truck driver and I see law enforcement every day using computers and cell phones while driving, and you know, they would run on the interstate 65, 70, 75 miles an hour without their lights or sirens on, but they expect everybody else to drive the speed limit. That's all I've got to say.
Sheriff Krish, is that how you see it, that this would be actually a revenue enhancer?
No, not at all. I mean, it's again, it goes back to the safety of the individuals on the roadway. We certainly want to protect everyone on the roadway. I see it as an increasing problem with a lot of individuals, whether mm-hmm. they're young all the way up to elderly, texting and taking your eyes off the road for sometimes a long length of time is an issue. So, one thing I think a lot of people need to look back, and if you were a victim of something, for example, of texting, somebody was texting and crashed into a family member, then it's when a lot of people want something done. But we need to look before that happens. And again, it's about the safety of everyone.
Clarence Didlow from the Center for Auto Safety, thanks again for joining us. What does the research tell us about the incidence of texting while driving and what kind of damage it causes?
To answer the trucker's question, the research shows that a truck driver while texting has 24 times the likelihood of being involved in a crash than does a truck driver who's not texting. So when we look, the research overall shows that if your hands are off the wheel, if your eyes are off the road, and your mind is off the road, you're much more likely to have a crash. And even for a teenager who may be very dexterous with their cell phone and texting, you're looking at an eightfold increase in traffic crashes while texting, which is more than the fourfold increase that you see with drunk driving. So we think that texting is the perfect storm of driver distraction. And the fact that Ohio doesn't have a law, it should change that this summer.
What about the distracted driving laws? Why aren't they enough?
Well, texting is a specific form of distraction, and it's far more hazardous than the child in the back seat or the momentary distraction while you're turning a radio. It's just so much worse that we need to take action. And if you pass the law, there will be a certain percentage of people that will realize that it's the law and stop texting. As far as the enforcement goes, the Department of Transportation is now starting to give states grants for combined advertising and enforcement campaigns, similar to the Click It or Ticket campaigns that we have for seatbelt use. So our position is very simple. Ban texting, enforce it, and because if we don't do this, we're going to have an increase in traffic fatalities.
What do we know about the increase in the incidence of accidents caused by texting?
What we know is that with truck drivers, it's 24 times higher.
How do they figure things like that?
Well, with the what they do with what they did with the truck drivers is that Virginia Tech put actual monitors in trucks and observed drivers in terms of what was happening with texting and the types of crash situations they would get into. And they found that monitoring those drivers that you would see a 24-fold increase into truck drivers while texting. For the there's also just simple observational studies. There's data studies where you go out and look at crash statistics. It's like drunk driving. You go and examine after the fact. And in terms of fatal crashes, the Department of Transportation shows that just cell phone use in general, in 2008, there were 5,000 deaths associated with cell phone use.
Lloyd, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes. I just have a comment. Mm-hmm. You know, as a law enforcement officer, you know, we are forced, you know, a lot of times to, you know, use a computer in our cruisers while we're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So I might, you know, what's the difference between us, you know, people are kind of making us out to be superheroes. You know, we're just as common as everybody else.
In other words, your distractions affect you the same way.
Exactly. You know, we have these computers in our cars, and a lot of times we have to use them while we're driving. And there's no difference, you know, I think it's a revenue-generating law because, you know, we're forced to use these. So what's the difference between somebody texting on a cell phone and us having to use a computer while both are driving?
Well, it definitely generates revenue, but do you think it's offset by the amount of resources that are used to go after people who are texting while driving?
Well, what resources? What resources are you talking about?
Well, Sheriff Krisch?
Yes.
Tell us what when you're talking about resources, what do you mean by that?
Well, you're going to tie up an officer on getting the cell phone, getting a search warrant. You're going to get that information from the cell phone company. So you're going to tie up manpower, getting the search warrant to go after the individual who says that he or she was not texting. So those are the issues that we're going to be faced with.
Clarence Ditlow, those kind of resources are thinner than ever these days. Is this the best time to be pushing these kinds of bans?
Yes, it is, because if you don't do it today and you wait until tomorrow, someone is surely going to die in Ohio due to texting while driving. And it's not just going to be one. It's going to be many multiples of that. We emphasize with the police forces and their lack of resources. They have a lack of resources in many areas. And what you will see is that the police forces will use their discretion not to enforce certain types of law. There's no absolute requirement in any state that you put texting while driving at the top of your list in terms of enforcement. And in terms of pulling someone over right now with cell phone use, what you do in the states that have cell phone laws, the handheld ones, is if you see the person with the phone up to their ear, your presumption is that they're talking, and you can give them a ticket. If they want to fight it in court, they can fight it in court, just as citizens will fight speeding tickets in court. But the vast majority will pay the fine and get the points on their record, and they won't do it again.
I just want to say thanks to Lloyd for your call, and thank you as well for your service. We have a Facebook message from Jerome. He says, on the one hand, laws regulating individual behavior deeply concerns me. That is not the role of the state to protect me from myself. On the other hand, I want the state to protect me from other people's dangerous behavior. Someone who is texting while driving is more likely to kill me, my wife, and my young children than someone who is not texting. State has a role in this. I want the state to protect me from dangerous drivers. That's why we have a state. That's why I pay my taxes. And we have an email from Diane. She says, why is the bill language using the term texting specifically? So many different activities could be done using one's smartphone. Full internet access is available so people could be reading, playing games, dealing with their music library, and engaged in many dangerous other mobile phone activities. Shouldn't the law deal with the use of a mobile phone in any way at all unless driver's hands are free? This seems simple and a no-brainer. What do you say to that, Clarence Ditlow?
We have to start somewhere. And texting is clearly an act that's more than just looking at a cell phone. It's the one that your hands, your eyes, and your mind are off the road while texting. Some of these other devices, there are already laws in many states that prohibit the use of video monitors to watch a program, which some iPhones can do. So there are other laws out there, but what we need to focus on is the one act of driver distraction that is worse than even drunk driving. That's texting while driving. So Ohio should go after texting drivers just as they go after drunk drivers.
But they don't. They actually go after drunk drivers much more in a much more punitive way. We had one caller say, yeah, make drinking and driving a misdemeanor if it's less dangerous than texting and driving.
When you look at traffic fatalities right now for drunk driving, the incident rate is close to 50% as a factor in traffic crashes and fatal crashes. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing with texting and cell phone use while driving is that it's moving up on drunk driving as a hazard. So, yes, we've been successful in drunk driving, but we want to be successful in texting and driving, too.
Sheriff Krish from Allen County, how do you train your officers to look for these kinds of distractions from other drivers?
Well, I think, again, a lot of it's going to be education with everyone. I think what we need to do is look at some other resource, have some people come in to identify some of these factors, whether, it's sitting at a green light, for example, or when someone's going down the road, they're drifting back and forth. Just their behavior, their movement while they're driving. You can see them trying to drive with their elbows, for example, while they're texting. So those are the things that I think we need to educate our deputies. So when we're out there on patrol, we can identify these. And, again, it all goes back to making the roadway safe for everyone.
Okay, Sheriff, or Allen County Sheriff Sam Krish, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Allen County Sheriff Sam Krish, and also Clarence Ditlow from the Center for Auto Safety. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.